back the truth. And just like Galileo was a kook for saying the world was round, just a decade later after his death, most people knew that it was round and you were a kook to say it was flat. So joining us is another radical, a man who believes the world is round and believes the sun comes up in the morning and believes government is corrupt and needs to be watched and contained, Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, thanks for joining us from the United Kingdom.
Hello, Alex. Great to be on the air today.
You bet. You like that introduction?
Yeah, very good.
Well, it's an accurate introduction, my friend.
So you better watch what I say.
No, you're doing a great job. Paul, tell us about, briefly, how you woke up at the New World Order, why you started your website, what we do at Prison Planet. Then let's talk about the news coming out in England of the death camps, the national ID cards, the gun confiscation, and what's developing with the police state there, and then I want to get into the weapons of mass destruction and 911. But first off, what woke up, what turned the light bulb on in Paul Joseph Watson's brain?
Well, this ties into something you were discussing just a few minutes ago, actually. The idea of paradigm management or paradigm control. Basically, I woke up to the New World Order by realizing that both left and right were controlled, because originally I got into politics in the first place through the liberal channel, basically. Then I started to read some books which proved that both the left and the right were controlled, especially in relation to the biggest example that we can provide, which is the Cold War. And obviously we know the work of Anthony Sutton, who's done a great job, now deceased, sadly, but he did a great job in exposing the fact that the communists were actually funded from New York by the capitalists. And I've got just recently found an article which hasn't been online or anywhere that I've seen, and it's way back in 1959, and it's from the Wisconsin Daily Journal. And the title of the article is Kozlov Leaving California for Chilly Detroit. And it's an Associated Press article, and it goes on to explain how Kozlov, Romanovich Kozlov, who was Khrushchev's right-hand man, was invited in 1959 to Bohemian Grove. Obviously, your listeners are well aware of Bohemian Grove. And the quote in this Associated Press article is that he was wined and dined by the capitalists. And Kozlov actually stated that into the first day of his trip, saying, "Business will be good," is the quote. And he was obviously discussing this with the capitalists. So we have Khrushchev's right-hand man at the height of the Cold War meeting with New York bankers at Bohemian Grove.
Now, Paul, you told me about that about 2 weeks ago. Have we posted that yet on Prison Planet?
Not yet, no, but in a few days or week maximum, I will have a full article on that with a link to the original newspaper article.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, continuing this line of discussion, and we're going to go to some calls and back into news, it is admitted that the Red Cross was used to bring $25 million in gold bullion, the equivalent of $1 billion at the time, when Lenin was about to fail in 1917. We know that I was watching the History Channel a couple of years ago and almost fell out of my chair. They had the old CIA section chief, who was like 85 at the time now, bragging that, yeah, we actually put Mao into power. We thought he was a greater stabilizing effect. And then I have got CBS Classics off the CBS Classics channel. I don't have it on my cable. A listener mailed it to me. It's got McCarthy, right before he got burned, going, "I have discovered that there is a global system, that there's a group above the communist, that the army is funding the communist." And that's when they all turned against McCarthy. And now the KGB files, the East German Stasi files have come out. Turns out it was, in fact, the Wall Street Journal reported, quote, "McCarthy was right." The LA Times wrote an article a few months ago, "McCarthy was right." It turns out it was worse than what McCarthy thought. They were using him to help set up a police state, going at people that really weren't communist, just leftist. And when he found out that the bankers were funding it, there was a group above the communists, that's when they torpedoed him. He was a darling with Nixon and Eisenhower and all these guys until he found out the truth, and then he was destroyed politically. So that's a fact. I mean, during the Cold War, it was the Rockefellers and others that were funding and Uncle Joe Stalin in our newspapers. It's the National Post of Canada 3 weeks ago, the headline, "The Ghost of Trotsky Walks the Halls of the White House," and it mentioned that all the neocon leaders, their fathers were all top Trotskyites. William Kristol's father was the head of the Communist Fourth International in this country. I mean, Paul, you can't make stuff up. It's so bizarre. Any comments to that?
Well, yeah, that's the main thrust of what we try to expose, the fact that both left and right are controlled. And in the news, it's not just a liberal bias. It's either a liberal bias or a neocon bias. The bottom line is that it's a bias. And actually, I read today and some excerpts from one of Anthony Sutton's book, who was the main exposer of this false paradigm. He was talking about the Hegelian dialectic and how left was played against right, not just during the Cold War, but afterwards, to ensue that this would happen. I mean, what it boils down to today is that you can be against illegal immigration, but then you have to be pro-war, or you can be anti-war, but then you have to be pro-abortion, which is obviously what the liberals are.
And then on top of it, you're not really against the war, just the UN's got to authorize it. You're for the, quote, left-wing New World Order. So they bypass the discussion of, we don't want a New World Order. They admit there is a New World Order, which they didn't admit 5 years ago. But, oh, will it be a left-wing or a right-wing New World Order? A couple years ago, I started seeing the position papers by the globalists saying this is how they were going to sell it to us and bypass any discussion. But then look at Bush signing on to UNESCO, United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization, who says, quote, the family's a disease, must be eradicated. Is that very conservative?
Well, that's the point. And the fact is that before the war actually started, all the left-wing so-called alternative media websites were calling for anti-war protesters to wave the UN flag as they marched. And the UN and the Americans and the Germans and the French, their solution to avoiding the war was full-scale UN occupation anyway. So the end result was basically the same system.
Exactly. It's what brigade of Caesar's troops will be there. And then now America and England play the part as the bad cops. We've always been the good guys before in world opinion, making Russia, China, and the EU look like the good guys, empowering them. Everybody dumps the dollar and the pound and goes to the euro.
Well, yeah, and basically they use liberal organizations like the UN. They use them as sort of batteries. I mean, the call now is to replace the UN in left-wing circles because it was ineffective in preventing the war. And so left-wingers are calling for the UN to be replaced by a de facto world government. So we see the overarching structure is...
The UN was always meant to be folded into NATO, IMF, World Bank, OECD, World Trade Organization, World Health Organization. Those bodies have already been set up, and the CFR 5 years ago was calling for, quote, getting rid of the UN and restructuring it. And then conservatives see liberals against a war. They know the liberals are bad, so they think, oh, the war must be good. Again, that's how paradigm management works. When actually Bill Clinton wanted to go into Iraq, Bill Clinton went into Serbia. Bill Clinton went into all these countries too, but they were for it then, weren't they?
Yeah, that's the point. And I've seen articles from people that were putting out good information. I mean, I won't name any names, but now those same people are writing voluminous articles praising the virtues of John Kerry and how the Democrats will save us. And John Kerry, like George Bush, is a member of Skull and Bones. So they don't, these people who come out anti-war don't see the full perspective, and in the end their information becomes disinformation.
Well, it's totally staged at the federal level, and we know that. Now, Paul, day one, we've known that we've been being lied to. We know that the trucks were sold by the British, the so-called mobile bioweapons trucks were sold by the British. They had the purchase order. The Iraqis said it day one. The UN had already been there and seen those trucks. But they don't care. They claim they were bioweapons labs. They claim those were mass graves. They knew it was a body exchange program from the Iran-Iraq war. The country of Niger, the White House knew months before that was a totally fake document. They didn't care. Talked about it in the State of the Union. Why do you think they lie and don't care if they get caught now?
Well, tying into that, we've got the story today out of the Washington Post. White House backs off claim on Iraqi buy. And basically, I mean, people have obviously heard of this before, but it's called externalization of the hierarchy. And this is what we see developing. The lies come out, but then they're just whitewashed and people don't take any action on them.
And that conditions you to accept more of it, kind of a revelation of the method. and that makes people think we still got a free press, but you notice this all comes out after the war, then there'll be a new war, and then it'll come out after the war, further degrading the government and how the people see America when America's just a glove over the New World Order's hand. Do you agree?
Yeah, that's the point. It's the same process over and over again, which is why exposing it is very simple, as long as we get the key information.
It's like the feds train the cops how to be thugs. When they do thuggish things, the feds come in and federalize the police department. Another subdirectory of Problem Reaction Solution. We'll be back. Alex Jones.
This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
All right, folks, I'm back live. Talking to Paul Watson. Paul, let's take some calls. You'll be with us the whole next hour, and we'll have more time to get into more key analysis. And this is really important information, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to really know what's going on in the world, want to be able to affect change. Andy in Ohio, then Peter, Dan, and others. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thanks for keeping me on hold. My shortwave is not working good today.
All right. Well, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Really excited to talk to you, Paul. I look at your website every day. And I was wanting to know what's going on with the radio show on the website.
What happened to the radio show, did you say?
Yeah, the radio show that you have on your
Paul
website.
Paul does a once-a-week radio show, and I think he's probably been so busy he hasn't had a chance to do it lately.
Yeah, basically, I had to end that. I mean, it was getting thousands and thousands of listeners a day, but just decided to concentrate on other things. But it may be back in the future.
Okay, yeah. I really like the archives. The archives are really good on the website, too. And what's going on with Sea Silver? Are they going to be back open?
Well, they got
For those that don't know, it's just simply a liquid vitamin, and all they said is it's more absorbable than solid vitamins, the same stuff sold at the store, and the feds are now, in Europe, they're banning vitamin C over the counter. So this is a move everywhere to go after any real supplement that does a good job, and I think that's just ridiculous. Anything else on your mind, Andy?
Not much.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much for the call. Let's talk to... Peter in Florida. Peter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thank you. In line with what we're talking about right now, I found something on the Hegelian dialectic. It's interesting. It says, at about the same time that Hegel was passing from the scene, Karl Marx caught the revolutionary fever. He drew heavily from Hegel, the dialectic, and Feuerbach, materialism. He picked up where the other philosophers left the discussion, but with a twist. He scornfully stated the philosophers have only interpreted the world in different ways. The point, however, is to change the world, was to become the warp and woof of Marxism. In the Marxist interpretation of reality, God had to be abandoned. Alone in the universe, man was to fill the vacuum left by religion and materialism.
Yeah, the communists basically were just the front for the bankers. To con the people back into feudalism and serfdom, they hung a label of liberation on it and then funded it and then conned the masses back into it. So Marx and Lenin and all these guys were nothing but plagiars. Paul, any comments?
Well, yeah, speaking about Marx, that again ties into how I woke up to the whole system, because when I went to university about 2 years ago, Marxist ideology was pushed as the accepted version of history. It was sort of a revisionist history, but with a communist bias.
And then they tell you communism's dead as the system of big government spreads worldwide. It's just the control of the communist system is by private banks.
Yeah, and I mean, you were talking about the firework ban earlier, which is, again, sort of a communist sort of law, you know, big government.
Because it might hurt somebody, we got to ban it. Oh, we got to have a satellite tracker box in your car if it saves one child.
Yeah, and I mean, I was watching the news just before I came on today, and it showed a policeman with a hidden camera, and it showed a man smoking a cigarette and dropping the stub on the side of the street, and the policeman went up to him and said, "That'll be a £50 fine, sir." So, again, these tiny laws that come in, again, condition us to accept the bigger laws that ban things like firearms, So again,
exactly, and now in New York, they've been ordered to arrest people for any petty reason. It's about squeezing and getting us all into the system. Anything else, Peter?
Just out of Webster's Dictionary, under dialectic materialism, a philosophy founded by Karl Marx, which forms the basis of communist doctrine. It combines the materialistic idea of matter over mind with the Hegelian dialectic, in which opposing forces are constantly being reunited at a higher level.
I tell you what, stay there, Peter. I'm going to come back. I want you to focus on that more. I'm going to go to Dan and others. Second hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives. And we are listener-supported with the Honor System. We ask that you wait. Don't donate a dollar at a time. PayPal charges a 35-cent surcharge on anything of a dollar or less. Wait till you listen to 5 or 10, and then donate, please. We appreciate your voluntary support.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. That's me, deep in the heart of Texas, Central Texas Command Center. We're going to take a lot of calls and cover a ton of news. Talk about 911, talk about the police state, talk about the missing weapons of mass destruction, the false left-right paradigm and paradigm management. Toll-free number to join us on air in the second hour, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I have the head of Caspian coming on in the next hour. They got into the big RFID consortium website with Walmart and the Department of Defense using the just trying random passcodes like authorize. They got into some internal areas, all legally and lawfully, because it was off the main site, no hacking involved, and found out where they used words like how they want to manipulate, how they want to neutralize us, how they want to destroy opposition to the RFID tracker chips. That's in the third hour, and I'll cover some of that with Paul Joseph Watson, author and webmaster and researcher and writer, who is joining us right now. And his first book, and it's longer than mine and more detailed. My book's kind of like a coffee table book, 230 pages. Each page is concentrated information and facts. It's a great bathroom book, too. They said, you know, for somebody who just wants to read a page or two at a time, or, you know, bedside book. His book's almost, it's coming out at about 340 pages or so, and that's full of images and graphics. I'm publishing it. And it'll be out in about 3 weeks. But he's joining us to talk about the New World Order, and I respect his analysis. He's a webmaster for my website, prisonplanet.com. We also have Infowars.com. Peter in Florida was bringing up the dialectic and dialectic materialism and how Karl Marx talked about taking so-called opposing forces and merging them over and over again, a system of psychological warfare. Go ahead and reread that Webster's Dictionary definition, Peter.
A philosophy founded by Karl Marx, which forms the basis of communist doctrine. It combines the materialistic idea of matter over mind with the Hegelian dialect in which opposing forces are constantly being reunited at a higher level. That's dialectic materialism. Webster's Dictionary.
And what does that mean to you, or put it in a nutshell for somebody that's confused?
You can't believe anything you hear. You just got to know the difference between despotism and freedom.
That's it. They confuse it between left and right, communism and capitalism, when really it's the same force of centralization. Paul Watson comments.
Well, actually, I was reading about this sort of topic earlier today. An Anthony Sutton excerpt from his Skull and Bones book, which I'll be posting on prisonplanet.com tomorrow. He talks about Marxism and Hegelianism. And he states that the answer to this seeming political puzzle lies in the Hegelian logic. Remember that both Marx and Hitler, the extremes of left and right, presented as textbook enemies, evolved out of the same philosophical system, Hegelianism. That brings screams of intellectual anguish from Marxists and Nazis, but is well known to any student of political systems. So,
well, Hitler socialized things, a big welfare system. He called himself a national socialist, but they call it fascism when Hitler and Stalin were buddies. Again, the globalists try to give you two false choices, a left-wing UN, a right-wing UN, what type of world government, bypassing any discussion of, hey, we don't want a world government. Do you agree with that, Peter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If we don't telegraph that bedrock message of real paradigm to people, it's over. If we can't get that across, people will continue to be confused by the false paradigm. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a. You can find more about this on newswithviews.com. It's an article done by Detective Phil Ward called Community Oriented Policing.
Ed Bush said that he was a communitarian. The dictionary, until about 20 years ago, said a communitarian is one who promotes communist systems. And in the official platform of Bush-Cheney 2000, they say we are first and foremost communitarians. Hidden in plain view.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To boil this down simply and succinctly, we talk about how the rhetoric of the Republicans and the Democrats is different, but the actions are carbon copies. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson, the webmaster for my website, PrisonPlanet.com. He's also an author, written a lot of great articles and a lot of great analysis, and I'm publishing his first book, Order Out of Chaos. I mean, what a great title, but it's a great book. And no, it's not out yet, and no, you can't order it, and yes, it is a tour de force. Let's go back to the calls, Paul. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
I also think that the way this is done, the fact is the constant redefinitions of meanings. It gives an example, in other words, good people do evil things, and evil people do good things. In other words, that premise.
Now the good guys on all the sitcoms and dramas, they have to torture, but torture is now a good thing, and... Exactly.
Right, the constant redefining of, and I'm just giving examples because it's more subtle than that. And the other thing...
What Orwell talked about in the 11th edition of Ingsoc, where they're getting rid of whole words, where you can't use words. That's everything that's happening today. And people think, Orwell, this guy was a psychic. No, he worked for the Imperial Police, secret police in India. He worked for the communists later and found out both sides were controlled. Let's get a... comment from Watson about Mr. Blair, a pen named George Orwell. Go ahead, Paul.
Obviously you mentioned Ingsoc. Something related to that came out just yesterday with the British ID card that's being introduced by stealth, even though 80% or more of the British people oppose it. And this idea of gaining liberty, meanwhile losing liberty.
Now you posted that on Prison Planet. Blair actually said, and his minister said, you gain liberty, freedom plus.
Yeah, and the exact quote was, we are strengthened in our liberty if our identity is protected from theft.
When their system of identification number has caused identity theft and they admit it. Create the crisis, offer the solution, get you deeper into the pit. Dan?
Well, exactly. And what I was going to say, you were talking about Unitarian before. The Unitarian is the most, it's not Muslim that's dangerous. The Unitarian is the most dangerous force out there.
Well, communitarian, and then they have their churches in our communities that are the communitarian or Unitarian. And I've been to Unitarian churches before to see what they're doing. I mean, it's openly a communist meeting.
Well, it's scrambled eggs. Each person has the truth within himself. So that means each person can make his own definition, and it's okay. That's what the most dangerous thing out there.
But it's like a big change agent, though, because they all get led in a certain direction.
Well, because it's like not standing on the ground. Once you're up in the air, you can get blown around with anything.
Well, that's what O'Brien says to Winston in the Ministry of Love when they're torturing him. He says, and Winston says, well, you're not really holding up three fingers, but you say you want four or two or one. He goes, hey, we want you to where you see all fingers at all times and have no real thoughts, to where I could be a soap bubble floating up off the ground.
Scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I hope we're not getting too esoteric here, getting off into too much... psychology, but...
But the other thing was I wanted to mention was is that under the disguise, and we were very aware that their rights are being given up, but the communist influence of what is what's really going on is the responsibility is being handed over. That's communism, is you give all your responsibility to
the state. And then no one points out that we have a war on terror, the terror attacks get bigger. We have a war on drugs, there's triple the heroin, double the cocaine, and more people in prison. We have a war on illiteracy, there's more illiteracy. A war on crime, there's more crime. Paul, comments to this?
Well, yeah, we talk about communism and rights being given up. Obviously, we know that communism was controlled anyway, but the fact is they are following the so-called cream of communist and Nazi ideals merged together because left and right are the same system at the top. And one of the major planks of this is the moral decline of society. You can go to the 45 goals of communism and find, and this was entered into the congressional record, and number 25 actually states that present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy.
Well, that goes back to UNESCO saying the family's a disease, terminated, but it's okay to say heterosexuals are a disease and should be terminated and call us breeders, but then it's okay for this group. See how also in their whole hate crimes lexicon, they get to be hateful, but we can't counter that.
That's all the redefinitions. There's all your redefinitions right there. Right?
Up is down, down is up, black is white is black.
The family is the disease rather than the family is the heart of any situation.
Well, the historical and basic common sense facts show that you're 4 to 5 times more likely in a single-parent home to end up on drugs or in crime. But they don't care. They do everything they can to break up the family and then have programs to, quote, strengthen it that actually destroy it more. Absolutely. And they know if you're degenerate or you're on drugs, you're doing whatever, you're not going to care about your neighbor or a corrupt government. Thanks for the call. And that plays into the materialism. You know, in the socialist system, the materialism becomes more and more important. Not that material stuff is bad, but that when it's your God and that comes first, past your family, and when you're so materialistic, you'll sell out Jesus Christ himself for 20 pieces of silver. That's materialism when you become Judas Iscariot.
That point, and talking about degeneracy, I mean, the whole emphasis in the culture and on MTV is that they put out that it's cool to be part of some kind of fad, whether that be fashion, music, whatever, and that masquerades itself as culture and free expression and freedom itself, when in actual fact it divides the population into different slave camps. I mean, we saw the analogy in the Pinocchio movie where some of them got decadent and ended up getting shipped off to slave camp. So it's important to rediscover what's really important morally to tackle the New World Order, because that is a major attack on the degeneracy of culture and society. It's deliberate.
Well, I've used that example many times. They get the kids, they get them to engage in behaving as thugs. The establishment takes them out to this wonderland, gets them to party and steal and do all this, and then that transforms them into beasts, mindless beasts that are then slaves of the system.
And then you look into who's pushing all this, who was the financial backer behind feminism, and it's the same names crop up again and again.
Well, Gloria Steinem, in one of her own books, admits that this magazine was funded by the Central Intelligence Agency, and she was an active officer. This is mainstream, folks. One of her own books, she admits it. Central Intelligence Agency officer.
And that's the main plank to emphasize, that New World Order itself is not only a political movement, it's a cultural movement, and at the lower levels, it's a societal brainwashing method.
Well, yeah, I mean, if a woman wants to be a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist, I'm sure she can do a great job as good or better than a man. The point is that, and they tried to brainwash women to do this, but their instincts, what their desire is switched back against them, so the government's panicking. All these professional women now want to make money early so they can go be mommies at home and enjoy that incredible thing that God's created. But the CIA came in, it's admitted, broke up the family so they'd have women working in factories, so they could have a higher tax bracket, the taxes at higher levels, so the kids would be in the daycare centers and the Head Start getting their vaccines, learning how to turn mommy and daddy in for owning a gun.
And it came out that the whole 60s movement was part of that same agenda with the LSD.
Yeah, the CIA released the patent on it. Leary was their agent the entire time. Again, conservatives would have been against the Vietnam War, but they would hire beatniks, and many of them known government agents. This is now public, folks. They would come into a town, spit on people, break windows, act like horrible beasts, and then the conservatives would go, well, this war must be good if these guys are, you know, out here doing this.
And those beatniks later became conservative talk show hosts like certain Michael Savage.
Who says that anyone that, yeah, and you notice then in the redefinition, he gets fired off MSNBC for saying something about a group and engaging in the First Amendment. But it's bad to talk about the homosexuals, but not bad to say put anyone in a forced labor camp that disagrees with the government. That's okay. Put people in concentration camps. He said that. That's okay on MSNBC, but don't say anything about this protected group. See the new values?
And he engaged in inciting violence by saying attack peace protesters. Now, it doesn't matter if these protesters are left-wing. I mean, advocating attacking them is not really acceptable. I mean, the comment that he made that he got sacked for is a complete distraction from what he said before, which is now being pushed under the rug.
Yeah, it's saying put everybody in a camp, forced labor camp, take their assets if they disagree with the government. And then now we see the Deputy Attorney General of California, Mike Van Winkle, agreeing, he's a liberal, saying protests may not be allowed because protesting a war aids the terrorist. Now the Republicans are with Gray Davis. Take the recall campaign. Let's say Arnold Schwarzenegger runs and wins. He's for gun control. He's for abortion. His father was a top Gestapo captain who arrested people. Later became the police chief of a major city. And by the way, Schwarzenegger in a Rolling Stone interview about 8 years ago said he'd like to be the head of a federal police force. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah, and then you get, I mean, obviously Schwarzenegger's been in these films like The Running Man, where he was a so-called freedom fighter. So brainwashed conservatives think that he's actually standing up for freedom and morality when he's the archetypal neocon, pro-abortion, pro-police state.
And then it doesn't matter if you got Davis or him, same deal. We'll come back and take some calls for the folks holding in Texas and other states. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The website's updated daily, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, and infowars.net. Paul, I enjoy having you up. I can't wait to have you up. I want to have you up once a week when your book comes out. I want to dissect a chapter each week of your book. It's an amazing book. I'm the only person other than you to read it. It's now being printed, and no, we're not offering it yet. Order out of chaos, but I look forward to having you on the show on a routine basis. Stay with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to come back, go to more calls, and get into more news. Breaking the paradigm. Deprogramming you by showing you the reality for yourself. It's your choice, the red pill or the blue pill, folks. We can't make that decision for you. Hello, folks.
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives. And we are listener-supported with the honor system. We ask that you wait. Don't donate a dollar at a time. PayPal charges a 35-cent surcharge on anything of a dollar or less. Wait till you listen to 5 or 10, and then donate, please. We appreciate your voluntary support.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Paul Watson, my friend, my compadre over at PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go back to the calls. Meg in Texas. Meg, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex and Paul. Kudos to both you guys. I really appreciate your work and how well-cited, documented it is. Listen, on your latest film, which is real good, by the way, one of the most poignant parts of it was the, I guess it was on 6th Street, being a Texas girl. It looked familiar. The uniformed police officers.
Yeah, the guys in the ski mask refusing, covering their badges up.
Yeah,
with
Paul, you would have appreciated it. They could have been in front of Buckingham Palace. And
they wouldn't say anything back.
Yeah, what can we do as citizens to, as a cause to stop that kind of action and cause them to wear identification.
Well, we went to the city council and pointed out, Mike Hansen dug out the actual law, that if they're not in undercover work, they were violating state law. And if they do
it
willingly...
That's a public place there on 6th Street.
If they do it multiple times willingly, it becomes a felony. It's a misdemeanor if they do it unwittingly.
Really?
Or without malice aforethought. So we pointed that out. They claim they're going to stop it. And the last time they were out, badges were visible. No black ski masks. They were wearing the federally issued Darth Vader outfits. Paul, any comments?
I remember having two pictures on my website, and this was about 2 years ago now.
Yeah, well, you're used to that over there somewhat with the monarch. I don't guess it's quite as innocuous as all that now there.
Well, we have the same police state system, but we don't have them dressed up in riot gear and black ski masks yet anyway. But 2 years ago, I posted on my website two different pictures. One was the Waffen SS Nazi Brigade, and one was LA Cops pictured in 2001 with all the riot gear on. And the two pictures were exactly the same.
Oh, my goodness. It's pretty scary. Yeah, they're just starting to look alike
all over.
But
it's all fear. It's all, you know, perception.
Yeah. Oh, Alex, a friend of yours and I were talking about Alf the other day, and, you know, the Bohemian Grove thing with the Alf statue and all that, and I had never heard the term Molech. So I happened to have a metaphysical Bible dictionary from the Unity Church, and it's kind of interesting. Molech is Hebrew for king, ruler, counselor, or judge. But the metaphysical description of it is the ruling of public opinion and of the mind of the flesh in one's consciousness. Children being sacrificed in the fire to this god signifies one's mentally burning and destroying of new ideas by letting fear of or deep regard for what other persons may think, i.e. public opinion.
And that's what they did in the ceremony cremation of care. They bring the bound effigy of a child. They tell you it's an effigy.
Yeah.
They bring it up there. It screams. It begs. They burn it before Molech.
Oh, it sounded real, too. I watched that Bohemian Grove film.
Who was, well, thank you, who was signified Molech was a bull or an owl.
Uh-huh.
Most of those Babylonian / Canaanite gods had double or triple or quadruple or in some cases 10 different faces. The owl, the bull, and they would bring the children before it. And Leviticus says that it's the most evil demon you can worship. If a country's leaders worship that god, that the country will be cursed to evil. I mean,
right,
the Bible
I believe it's Leviticus 18:21-20.
Well, Alex, I've just and anyone can do this if they're on the internet right now. I've just typed in Molech to dictionary.com, and the very first definition is, quote, in the Bible, the god of the Canaanites and Phoenicians to whom children were sacrificed. And that's dictionary.com, the biggest referral site on the internet, so anyone can see that right now.
Right, and let's see the I had it marked, but the Ammonites, faulty thinking was one of the main things I remember in that definition. But moreover, it goes on.
They conduct a ritual to mesmerize us and enslave us and to have no conscience while they're doing it. They say this. This is what George Bush attends.
Along with public opinion, or swaying public opinion, with the prejudices, customs, and desires of outer man of the flesh rule in one's life to the extent that one refuses or neglects to give place or expression to these new and higher ideals. So,
wow. And that's from where?
This is from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary put out by the Unity Church. I'm not sure about the date of publication.
That's bizarre, but that is accurate to what I saw at Bohemian Grove. Thank you for the call, Meg. Paul Watson, stay there. We'll come back and talk to Mike, Randy, Wyatt, Alan, and others. And, yeah, start launching into some more of the news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
can't.
All right, folks, it's Tuesday, the 8th of July, 2003. I'm about to go to your calls and into more of this news. Before I go any further, I do want to encourage the listeners to visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to go to the secure online shopping cart and to order my documentary films, to make copies of them for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes, to air them on Access TV, to get them out to talk show hosts and opinion makers and preachers, public officials and authorities in your area now, because a lot of them are good old boys and are corrupt, but they have no idea what they're part of, the bigger system they're part of. They need to see the crimes of the globalists. The globalists own and run the dominant media and spin this system, but if we put their crimes end to end, they would circle the planet hundreds of times. We need to get the word out. And 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, frankly, is my best film. It's 2 hours and 24 minutes long on VHS. It's 170 minutes long on DVD, only film I offered on DVD. And it covers the history of the government carrying out terror attacks worldwide, different governments doing it, admissions of it. Official U.S. government plans to carry out terror attacks like Operation Northwoods, what really happened in Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center, the second World Trade Center attacks on 9-1-1, where the globalists are going in the future, the police state, Homeland Security, the Patriot Act. It's in 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. Part two of that expands with Masters of Terror. It's a little over 2 hours long and is excellent as well. It's mainly just on 9-1-1, though, and really details that. We have Police State 3 Total Enslavement that gets into dozens of other examples of government-sponsored terror we don't cover in the other two films. And then it gets more into Homeland Security, Total Information Awareness Network, Patriot Act 2. It gets into government-run white slavery rings. It gets into government drug dealing. And it just covers so much, folks. It's my longest film. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long, okay? Frankly, it's 2 hours and 41 minutes. I finally really timed it out. You need to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. They're $25.95 a piece. Your purchase supports this broadcast and what we're doing. They're $20 if you order three or more of any of the nine films. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free to order at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. One more time, folks. Make the call. Get the films. Get powerful tools to wake people up in your area and support the broadcast. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, right here in Austin, Texas, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men and tyranny to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So take action and get the films. And get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The anniversary of that's coming up, what, next Thursday or Friday, they're going to have their 129th ritual. And Helmut Schmidt, we have his own publication, his own book, Men in Powers, close-up of the cover, close-ups of the page numbers and subsections. He was German chancellor. He admits they have other Bohemian Groves in Europe. Oh, they go way back. That's where Skull and Bones goes back to, the Druids. And he says, but he loves the Bohemian Grove in California. He loves the CFR and Trilateral Commission, how they all meet there, how the Bilderberg Group members meet at the Bohemian Grove to, quote, have their Druid rituals. That's about 45 seconds of the two-hour film, to give you an idea of what's in it. Just all documented. Then we have video of the ritual itself. Paul, you want to comment on Skull and Bones and the occult thing behind this? Whether people want to admit it or not, then we'll take some calls.
Well, yeah, just a side note, the popularity of your videos, which you were just mentioning, are proven by the fact that the bandwidth of PrisonPlanet.com is something ridiculous, like 129%, simply because most of your videos are actually posted online in the video section, which again is another, you know, point.
Describe how many gigs the Prison Planet's using.
Well, obviously, Dwayne Coutts has got some systems that can handle massive surges of bandwidth, but, I mean, Infowars.com, now it probably gets double the amount of hits that PrisonPlanet.com gets, obviously, because it's been around longer. But Infowars.com is on about 11% of the maximum, because they've got these massive systems that can handle it. But PrisonPlanet.com is from the last estimate that I got is actually on 129% of its maximum. And that's because we've got a lot of videos and obviously audio of the interviews that you do.
Yeah, and I'm having to pay for that. That's why I wish people would support us.
Yeah, it's another reason to do that.
Well, and other folks have posted my videos, and I link to them when they do it if they want to handle it. They always take them down after a while when a million people come through. Literally, we put up a clip of payoffs at the Texas Capitol a couple of years ago that I caught on tape, and it got linked on the NRA's website and gun owners and Keep and Bear Arms, and like a million people watched it, a million hits of it, and it was like $1,000 a day or something. I had to take it down, folks. But, I mean, it's just we do all, you know, we could have our own TV networks if we had the bandwidth. That's the problem with Internet taxation. That's why they want to begin the taxation. That'll break the back of everybody. You won't even be able to hear audio streams anymore, which, of course, we don't pay for. That's the affiliate that does that. That's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. In your research of Bohemian Grove or Skull and Bones, you just mentioned the AP article from the 50s you found that you'll be posting tomorrow, Associated Press, where you have the communist leaders going to the Grove in the 50s.
Yeah, that's correct. And I mean, anyone can see this. Yeah, obviously, you have to pay for the access to dig back in the archives 50 years. But it's Associated Press article out of the Wisconsin Daily Journal, July 6th. 59, so obviously it's around this time period back when Bohemian Grove were actually meeting in 59. And it says, quote, the Soviet Union's first deputy premier today winds up a stay in California during which he was wined and dined by capitalists. And it goes on to describe how the rest of the political spectrum were very opposed to his visit, and this was covered in other newspapers.
Well, who was one of the top folks at the Grove in 59 but Prescott Bush, grandfather of the Fool Society president we have now?
Yeah,
what do you think about that brotherhood group that just came out with Ashcroft and others and congressmen living in buildings together and saying Hitler was good? Did you see all that came out in the Harper's?
Yeah, and these are the sort of groups that are even above groups like Skull and Bones, the ones that haven't come out in published newspapers.
Funny, that just came out about the brotherhood, and when I was having big arguments with, just about their power, we already knew about them, a few months ago in Kansas City, with the guy that wrote The Unseen Hand, Ralph Epperson, was saying, no, the top group's the brotherhood. They've got all these interlocking groups, as Tex Mars has documented. They're all members of the same groups.
And people sometimes don't believe the sort of rituals and practices that go on at places like Bohemian Grove. But I've got a Washington Post article here from June 1997, and it talks about how then Secretary of State George Shultz actually proposed to his wife at Bohemian Grove. And it goes on to casually mention that, quote, last month, Shultz gave her a ruby, diamond, and sapphire engagement ring that would be red, white, and blue, and popped the question at San Francisco's Bohemian Club in July. He'll repair to the club's rustic camp at the Bohemian Grove, where men often romp naked. And that's an exact quote out of the Washington Post 6 years ago.
Well, also, that would mean meeting at the clubhouse in downtown San Francisco in an ornately building with gargoyles on it. That's where the women are allowed. They're not allowed at the camp itself, founded in 1873, but and has had presidents going to it since 1900. So this is the type of stuff they're doing there. And I've got a Washington Times article in the film about how they bust in the male prostitutes. And then I get an email, how dare you bash the gays? Well, wait a minute. These are the Christian conservatives bussing in their $2,000 an hour male whores, and the liberals are defending them. Isn't that nice?
Exactly. I mean, with that, obviously we're talking about people labeling as conspiracy theories. We're talking about stuff that's in the mainstream newspapers. Mentioned earlier this process, what some people call externalization of the hierarchy. This is whereby the agenda and the forces behind it are so blatant that the process, their entire agenda, is openly visible. And, I mean, that makes it so easy to run a website like Prison Planet because there's so much information out there on a day-to-day basis.
Well, a month ago, Rumsfeld accepted the Doolittle Award You know, after the famous guy who flew the B-24-3s or 4s off the front's aircraft carriers to bomb Tokyo, and he said, oh, I got a chance to meet Dude Little at the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, and I mean, you go to the newspaper archive website and just type in Bohemian Grove, and you get like 300 articles spanning right back to, I mean, if you type in Illuminati, you can get London Times articles from 1898 talking about German Illuminati and how it infiltrated the Christian church and Freemasons.
Well, John Quincy Adams had them banned, said that a secret German society was taking over. The founding fathers that were Masons all quit. They almost took over. I mean, this is all admitted. The presidents wrote books and letters about it. It's not like it's a... Well, it's... Look, I get attacked by talk show hosts all the time. Alex Jones believes there's a new world order. We got all these presidents saying it on tape, Paul.
Well, anyone... I mean, people ask me how I get the news articles for the website. They don't go to just other alternative media websites. They go directly to the source. Anyone can go to Google and type in New World Order and check that every day, and articles every single day pop up where people are talking about a New World Order.
Sydney Morning Herald, Moscow Times, Associated Press, MSNBC.
Yeah, whether that be in Russia, China, France, or in America. I mean, you get stories like conservative push for a New World Order, neoconservative. And those sort of articles are on there every day, and yet we're still conspiracy theorists to say that New World Order exists.
It's amazing. Talk about doublethink, that's 1984, where they say one day you're at war with East Asia, and then the same newscast say we've never been at war with them, and then say we have been at war with them, and then if you say, hey, that's saying different things, you're crazy, they come arrest you.
Yeah, and we get that sort of thing with the so-called nations that the neocons are planning to invade. One week they're our allies, and the next week they're our enemies. And Libya in particular has been called our enemy and then our ally on a month-to-month basis. So again, it's, you know, who are we?
Well, they're giving North Korea nuclear reactors and weapons parts while saying they're going to nuke us, and it's just crazy. Let's take calls real quick, folks. Mike in Nevada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air worldwide, sir.
Yes, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, that's New Jersey.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Yes, I want to ask something of Paul about his website. I don't know. I'm not really familiar with you. I haven't heard. This is the first time I've heard of you.
Well, Prison Planet's my website. He's the director of it and the webmaster. And so is Infowars.com and Infowars.net. Paul has PropagandaMatrix.com.
Okay, you're okay. Now I know who you are. Yeah, I have a question. Actually, not a question, but it's more or less like a statement about, you know, the form of governments and everything. The political spectrum, as we've been believed and learned, is that we stay at the middle of the road, and democracy is in the middle, and everything's on the left and the right. And
really, it's all the same system. There's no choice. It's an illusion.
Because really, where would you put a constitutional republic and an anarchist on that political spectrum?
It's more like a... Is that for Paul or for myself?
That's for Paul.
Go ahead, Paul. You want to take
both of you?
Well, the anarchist system is basically at one extreme end of the political spectrum.
Right.
Republicanism is quite a way before that, but obviously before democracy. But again, this whole paradigm is staged. It's about freedom or command and control.
You
get these anarchists that call for, you know, revolution.
It's about collectivism versus individualism.
Yeah,
it's a Fabian society, basically. What we have is Fabian socialism being moved towards the left.
The whole political spectrum of the world has been moving left for several decades.
And the right acts like that the money is against socialism, when in truth they finance it because they need a large government that they control the levers of to control the population and confiscate wealth and control society and set the parameters. But the real political spectrum, you can put it... either point on the left or right, okay, or it could be a circle. But on one end, you've got total command and control, a boot stomping on the human face forever. On the other end, you have hunter-gatherers in loose-knit societies, as close to anarchy as you're going to get, and it's impossible in groups of bigger than 2 to 3 people. You don't want anarchy. We're too complex a society. Very close to anarchy, about 90% towards it in the spectrum, is the constitutional republic, the rule of law. Then in the middle of that spectrum, you have your democracy. But once you hit the middle with a democracy, you're already in the gravitational pull of the tyranny, and you accelerate at light speed towards the heavenly body of tyranny that has a political gravitational vortex or black hole function sucking you towards it. So you've got to always try to escape from the command and control with your like you're a spaceship, again, an analogy, at full thrust, racing towards anarchy, trying to reach the republic, and then maintain the republic, always being pulled back towards despotism, as our founding father said.
But then you've got all the anarchist useful idiots that are in fact propping up the agenda of the globalists.
Right.
I mean, I even read an article the other day where the main traffic, you know, anarchist websites, the biggest ones on the internet, will refuse any articles on Bilderberg because they see it as an anti-Semitic right-wing conspiracy theory. When we had the BBC reporting just 4 days ago.
Yeah, see, they put that label, you know, we criticize Russia, China, New York, whoever, and you say Israel's doing something corrupt. Oh, anti-Semitic. And so the anarchists are all wearing red stars. They're really communist. And then when you really got, you know, the founder of Bilderberg was an admitted top Nazi, Prince Bernhard, and then, oh, you talk bad about him, you're anti-Semitic. See how that's just a label?
Yeah, and I mean, BBC did a report on Bilderberg just 4 days ago, and BBC is, you know, mainly center-left, as you would call it, on the controlled paradigm.
Yeah, but the anarchists, I mean, look, most of the anarchists are federal officers. I've had them tell me they are, had them threaten to kill me. They work for the feds. Thanks for the call. That's why you see anarchist gear in all the malls now. They're pushing it. It's communist. Okay, let's go ahead, because again, there's no difference. Let's go ahead and, you know, we were just talking about anarchy, you know, is what we're, you know, is on the other end of the political spectrum. This isn't real anarchy they're talking about. Again, it's about mislabeling. Randy in North Carolina. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So, to all of our friends in Rhodesia, Australia, you know all the rest of the countries, sir. All I can say is you people are trying to tell people who don't know what is going on, what is going on. Totally and completely behind you there. Sweden, Norway, Finland, are they really in the know? Denmark, Germany, Ireland, England, Wales, Scotland, do they know what's going on?
Hey, what, I'm going to have to find out where you're going with this. Stay there, Randy. Then we got Wyatt and Alan and Paul Watson, final segment, and I am going to throw out a few of the other headlines we haven't hit on, though we've covered most of them in the discussion.
War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Catherine Albrecht coming on. She's the head of Caspian, the group exposing how they give your data on your shopping cards, the Homeland Security, how they spy on you, the RFIDs. They've now gotten in with a password into stuff that was not really protected on the big biometrics consortium website, Walmart, Department of Defense, publicly or parts of it, and it talks about how they're going to dumb you down, how they're going to manipulate you. We've got it posted on the websites and the documents posted on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, what they got off of the really the government's website, it's supposedly private, with Walmart and the Defense Department, of how to, quote, neutralize the public's anger over this, how to manipulate the public. So that's coming up, and Watson's going to ride shotgun with us right now. Let's go back to the calls, and I'm going to hold our next guest off about 8 minutes of the next hour so we can get to everybody. Randy in North Carolina, make your point real quick, and I'm going to go to Wyatt, Alan, Joan, and others. Go ahead, Randy.
Hello, Wyatt. Sir, Paul, are you familiar with Alan Watt?
No.
You're not? Hey, but you're the same person insofar as it goes, and take my word for it, sir. We're all the same. We have to face the enemy, and we have to defeat the enemy. And the next time these people over here in Europe and the rest of the world are freed, They will not be freed by United States military as it is right now, sir. They'll be freed by people like you and me and the gentleman that owns the airtime right now.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. They are going to be freed by free human beings that want to stand up against the New World Order. But talking about the power of the people, tens of millions of individual folks visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com every month. That's not an exaggeration. Tens of millions. Millions of different people coming back every week turn into tens of millions and spreading the word. Dick Gephardt, online supporters of Democratic presidential hopeful Dick Gephardt, appear to have trouble organizing. Recent email exchanges reveal his official campaign tried to have a grassroots meeting, several of them online. When less than five people showed up, they canceled it. They can't even get five of their dumb minions, and Bush has trouble too, to meet up on some online chat. That shows their grassroots support, whereas we can't grow anymore because we're getting too many people visiting us. Paul, that shows that we've got the grassroots. They've got the illusion. You know, I talk to big newspaper writers. They get one or two emails a day. I get thousands a day. We've got the people. They just haven't figured out their leaders yet, Paul.
Well, yeah, that's the point. And all the big mainstream news websites are now going to subscription. And it's not working out for them because their hits are dwindling week by week. And the hits for the alternative websites are going up in droves.
And a new Gallup poll shows that only 32% of the American people trust the mainstream media. 80+% trust the alternative media.
Yeah, and we've also got a poll out of the London Times today, which fits into the same context. There's voters losing faith in Blair over Iraq war.
And 80+% are against the national ID card and the euro, but he doesn't care.
Well, yeah, and the government tried to suppress the vote against the national ID card because they had a big online poll, and it was 89% against or even more.
Then they tried to claim they lost it, but it turned out they hadn't. Let's talk to Wyatt Maryland. Wyatt, go ahead.
How you doing, guys?
Pretty good.
Good afternoon. Listen, the Independence Day that came on the movie with Will Smith, it's a complete Illuminati New World Order movie. You have a common threat that global destruction by an outside enemy, and then the entire world unites to defeat it. Also, the movie is completely and entirely filled in all of its special effects, if you still frame it, frame by frame, with Illuminati symbolism, pyramids that are all through the movie, skull and bones.
I agree. Stay there, Wyatt. We'll let you finish up on the third hour. Watson, stay right there, my friend. We'll be right back with the third hour. If your station doesn't carry the third hour, ask them, please, do or get a sponsor so they'll carry the third hour. We'll be right back.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time.
Thanks for listening.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
As we ended the last segment in the second hour, Wyatt Maryland, who joins us, and my webmaster from PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Joseph Watson, joins us. We're talking about Illuminati symbolism and conditioning. They admit that one of the former subdirectors of the CIA wrote the movie The Exorcist and put hidden images in the film, subliminals. That's admitted. The Toyota got caught in Europe having a satanic commercial with images about sacrificing children 3 years ago. A British firm produced the ad. That was in the Times of London and everywhere. Got to find that again, Watson, and post it. But this new Matrix movie is full of subliminals. I was catching them just watching the film. Got nauseated watching it. And total New World Order in your face, revelation of the method. The grand architect is the head of it, you know, the Masonic Lucifer paradigm. And then now these kids, just like Harrison Kleibel, wanted to go on a giant killing spree and were obsessed with the movie Matrix. And Wyatt, you were talking about Independence Day. I got Reagan on video. He did say an outside threat from another planet attacking us would unify us. The Bilderberg Group has talked about this. I don't get into flying saucers and aliens, but the Kansas City Star and before that, Wired Magazine reported that this Rothschild consultant, the former chief of staff for Clinton, are behind this, quote, disclosure project to tell us that the UFOs are real. That's Project Iron Mountain, to, quote, have this outside threat to get us unified. So that is something that's in their tool bag. They just haven't had the nerve to spring it yet, but they are trying to condition us to accept it. Any comments to that, Paul Watson, and then we'll go back to Wyatt.
Well, yeah, he's talking about Independence Day and the fact that this false UFO invasion may be staged. Obviously, this is going to be 10, 15 years down the line. But I've actually wrote an article on this many months ago. I've got the exact Reagan quote. I can play it right now. It's just a 16-second sample.
You want to play it?
Yeah, go ahead right now.
Yeah, turn the volume up. Go ahead.
I don't suppose we can wait for some alien race to come down and threaten us. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. Our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
Did you get that?
Now, he said that in a State of the Union and before the UN.
Yeah, before the UN General Assembly, September 87.
So that's the UN quote. Wyatt, is that where you were going?
What you have here is a total movie of order out of chaos. And that's the theme. But what really got me was when got my interest peaking to look and go back and through this entire movie frame by frame in all the special effects. I don't care where it is, but wherever special effects are there, you have Illuminati symbolism. You have pyramids. You have the all-seeing eye in the pyramid. You have occultic symbols within the spaceships. Not only that, there's an American flag shown in one portion of the movie. And there's no stars in the field of blue. It's all just red, white, and a field of blue. There's no stars at all, which began me to go back and look at this movie.
Total federalism, total command and control. Thanks for the show.
Okay.
Good points. Alan in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
When we use the words New World Order and talk about New World Order, the word new is promotional. It sounds like it's something new.
Order.
No,
it's an old world order. I agree with you.
It is so very, very old, and I think we need to start explaining this to people every time we say, well, we don't agree with the new world order. It sounds like we don't agree with something new, and it's not new. It's not even about the world. It's about some kings and pseudo-kings and princes and prince wannabes forming a syndicate, and it's not even very orderly. Look at what's going on today.
Yeah, it's a criminal crime ring. It's pirates.
Yes.
Bushwhacking people. Stay there. I'll let you finish up. We're going to get our guest on for Alan and Joan and others that are holding. Just stay there. I'll get your calls early. Paul Watson, stay there as well. We've got the head of Caspian joining us talking about some bombshell information that, believe me, you do not want to miss coming up here in the next segment. So everybody will definitely want to stay with us. We will be right back on the other side. Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Catherine Albrecht is our guest. She's degreed from Harvard, working on her doctorate and graduate work there. Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. They've broken dozens of major stories about how these supermarket discount cards really rip you off, how they share and sell the data the government's involved. RFIDs we've been covering here for years, the small radio frequency identification tracker tags, the cashless society control grid, the biometrics, all of it. And they have just broken a massive story, riding shotgun with us for another 30 minutes or so, is Paul Joseph Watson, my webmaster. He's also an author of Order Out of Chaos, is joining us here. And I know we have some callers holding. Let me give you some background on this and read the ComWorld July 8 news story today. We mentioned this yesterday. Also have another article here out of the Associated Press covering this, and another one out of Line 56 newspaper. A U.S. consumer group opposing the rollout of RFID tags has grabbed a bunch of documents from an RFID industry site and mirrored them, and we've posted them too on Infowars.com, and what it says is an attempt to expose the industry's intended publicity campaigns. The documents published here currently online. You can get them, though, folks. And it goes, recommendations, consumer surveys, and slideshows discussing how to pacify consumers. The Walmart documents we have talk about the same things. The RFI industry site, autoidcenter.com, has already begun removing or replacing the documents discovered by Caspian and mirrored by proptome.org, while the RFID Journal has complained that Caspian has invaded the privacy of autoidcenter.com members. Well, you got the Department of Defense in there. You got FBI agents from our